When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You positive heads out there, it's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back.
Alrighty then, all you positive heads, welcome back to another magical Monday. I feel so lucky that I get to be here on all these magical Mondays. It's a pretty fun day to come and join you all here and spend some time on these magical days. And luckily for me today, I am not spending this magical Monday alone. I invited my fiance Brian to come and chat with me today. Hi, Brian.
Hey, positive heads. Hey, lady. How's it going?
Excellent. Thank you so much for being here with me. Speaking of magic, I want to tell you guys all about a festival that's going on this weekend, which if you are in the UK, anywhere near the UK, this is definitely a magical 3 days. So it's taking place this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's called the Three Wishes Fairy Festival, and it's being put on by Karen Kay, the Fairy Lady. And Karen is actually going to be, she was interviewed by Brandon a week or so ago. And so her episode will be out either this week or next. I'm not quite sure, but look for that. But this event is like a festival in fairyland. So it's like a Three Wishes Fairy Festival with 150 workshops, talks, and activities for adults and kids. There's two stages with international and local acts. And there's even an official unicorn world record attempt for the most people wearing unicorn horns in one place. That is going to be a sight to see. So if you can head out there, it's happening in the magical area of Cornwall, which for all of you who know anything about the magic of England and the fairies, Cornwall is definitely the place to have this event. So if you can head out there, it sounds like it's going to be amazing. And Brian and I are going to get into a little chat that we've had some thoughts. We just went to an event ourselves a couple weeks ago called Contact in the Desert. 5,000 people. It was huge. And we've had a lot of thoughts and experiences since then that we're going to talk about today. But before I do that, let's read some reviews. You guys know how much we love getting reviews and how much it helps new listeners find us. So we really, really appreciate them. And if you haven't left one yet, please do if you feel so inclined. Mm-hmm. This first one is by Newbie44MP. Called Thank You. Newbie says, have I finally found the path in the woods? And that's it. I love it. I think so, Newbie. This is definitely a great path to find in the woods. I'm glad you found us. That was short and sweet, so I'm going to do one more, also called Thank You. This one is by Pink Palace 25. Thank you so much, Brandon, guests, and everyone else for this amazing podcast. This podcast has helped me so much ever since I started listening to this about 3 months ago. I received a few organ transplants, lungs and liver, a few years ago, and I've been so scared about dying because transplanted organs often don't last very long. But this podcast has truly helped me not be so scared of my unknown future. Every time I listen to this podcast, I'm in a better, more positive mood. I'm so excited to learn more from you. I'm also noticing how events in my life are connected, and it's like a life puzzle that I'm now understanding. Thanks again. Wow, Pink Palace. Thank you. What a journey you've been on, and so much love to you on this journey. It's really, really beautiful to hear that listening to this puts you in a better, more positive mood, because really spending every day present in the moment and loving life is really what it's all about. Mm-hmm. So
absolutely.
We love you. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Thank you for sharing.
So Brian, what are we talking about today? What are we going to get into?
Well, as you mentioned, we attended this event, Contact in the Desert. And for those of you who aren't aware of what that is, I'll just say that it's largely based on investigating the UFO phenomenon. There's definitely a lot of subtext to that in terms of the implications of information that's been kept from us and that is now coming out. And what it really means as a human family, what these implications mean, and our experience at this event. Well, first of all, I mean, it was, you know, again, it was huge, and there were so many people there, and a lot of them knew. So a lot of people really kind of like, you know, experiencing this information for the first time. It wasn't our first time. We also had a really awesome opportunity to hang out with some of the speakers, of which were, you know, becoming good friends. And so having a little bit of that backdoor, like, perspective for people who are presenting this information and also being an attendee, I think we ended up observing several energy dynamics that kind of represent a microcosm of what's maybe happening in our society as a whole.
Absolutely.
And we wanted to talk about that because no matter what is the truth about what's happening to our humanity over the next couple of years, I think it's undeniable that there's some big changes coming and that are happening right now. And one of our observations was just the way that people are processing information and energy and how important it is for us to really take care of ourselves and to take care, especially if we're getting into this realm of truth seeking and knowledge seeking and wisdom seeking or whatever you want to call it, you know, taking the time to do the personal work to integrate this information, because it's, you know, as we have observed, personally and also from stories of people that have presented this work over the years, you know, it's really important, or else you can, you know, get a little bit crazy, if not a lot of it.
The rabbit hole is pretty fun until you let it spiral you down into crazy town.
Right.
because it's kind of easy to do, you know, and these changes, like you said, they are happening. They're continuing to happen. Mm-hmm. We've been moving into this new earth mm-hmm. for quite some time now, I would say even since the 80s, and it just keeps getting stronger and stronger. And now people are talking about the event and the solar flares and all these different things mm-hmm. that are possibly happening. And, mm-hmm. you know, in my opinion, I feel like we're all going to go through these things in our own individual way. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily, I've said this before, but I don't necessarily believe in this one big bang type of event that's going to just kind of wave us all and you know, like a huge wave and just hit us.
Right.
I think that that would be a little emotionally disheveling, energetically disheveling for most of us.
Right.
So I feel like we're all going to come to this in our own time. And yeah, being at this event, 5,000 people strong, everyone's in a different place and everyone is taking this information differently. I mean, even just, you know, that the simple thing, do aliens exist? And then if they do exist, what happens when they come here and are they dangerous?
Right.
You know, when I sit and I think about when I hear these things about what are we going to do? What are we going to do when we're visited by someone from another planet? Mm-hmm. I think, well, you know, if they can get here, their technology is so much more far advanced than what we have, which means they could have already gotten here a long time ago if they wanted to. And, reading Dolores Cannon's books as I do so much because she's my favorite, there in one of her books called Keepers of the Garden, the guy she was, who she had out in trance said, essentially, they're more afraid of us than we are of them because we are such a warring culture, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So I don't think we have anything to be afraid of. I feel like these other entities who might come and visit us are only here to help us. In fact, they've probably seeded us from the very beginning.
Right.
And this is like their garden and they're tending to it, mm-hmm. you know, like just kind of like the idea where, you know, they don't allow us to nuclear bomb ourselves,
right,
and send ourselves into oblivion. How many stories have we heard of nuclear bombs being completely just shut down and there's no explanation for it?
Well, right.
That's one very good explanation.
Well, while there's some interesting things going on in the sky simultaneously.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
But back to the energies that, which is really what we want to talk about, because I got myself down a little rabbit hole there. Easy to do with all this information, but
right.
I feel like that was just an important thing to mention, that I think that we are all safe. And I think that we all need to remember that we are always safe because our love, our vibrations in and of themselves keep us safe if we hold them high.
Absolutely. Yeah. I had an interesting opportunity. So I guess maybe to kind of, give a little synopsis of where we'd like to go with this. It's, you know, there is a lot of information coming out about really a great change happening, and there's scientific aspects of it, and there's also ancient, you know, texts and that all allude to this. And so, you know, we're going to go ahead and talk in kind of the context of this is happening, right? And not kind of the context that it is happening from our perspective, and whatever that looks like, again, to the collective and individual, obviously is going to have some variances. However, there is enough information out there that suggests that, you know, for example, our solar system is going through a kind of a highly charged aspect of, or part of the galaxy right now. And we don't really understand with our current scientific understandings, like what that actually is doing to us and what the implications are. But when you combine that with ancient knowledge of this thing happening, or texts like the Law of One, of which Erica is very familiar.
I was just thinking about as you said that. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they talk about this change happening. And so we would like to talk about just maybe some things that you can do as a person who is maybe feeling this kind of highly charged energy right now. You know, what are some tips and tricks that you can use in order to integrate this information, to explore it with some personal integrity and health, you know, not getting too crazy about it, and to really take some time to integrate things that are coming to you rather than just, you know, constantly trying to eat it all up. Cause what happens is that it will kind of spew out of you, you know, involuntarily if you do that. And also, we also want to talk a little bit about how we can hold each other through this change. because that's really the most important aspect of this whole thing is how are we as a community going to hold each other as, you know, as the walls fall down in a lot of ways. I mean, it is, in our personal opinion, it is absolutely inevitable that there's going to be some information coming out maybe very soon that's going to really kind of be disillusioning. Like, you know, it's going to be it's going to be destructive to a lot of people's worldviews in a way that is going to be probably painful, you know? And so how can we as a human family really hold each other through this and take our own personal time to strengthen our energy system, like you said, because it's absolutely possible. Like, you know, no matter what happens on the world stage, I mean, we as individuals have just this incredible power to both guide the change that's happening in the most optimal and positive way, and also to like maintain a personal sense of strength and sovereignty that will allow us to ride whatever that wave is, even if it seems incredibly intense, and get through the other side to a reality that we can only really dream of at the moment. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like those of us who are on this path of learning to raise our vibration, learning to love more, learning to be more compassionate, more empathetic, it's our responsibility then to help those who aren't quite there yet. And that's why we are learning what we're learning, mm-hmm. so that when the poo does hit the fan, mm-hmm. that we can say, it's okay. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Right.
This is all for our benefit. Mm-hmm. You know, yes, it seems scary, but it's really not. It just seems scary to our conscious minds because this is all our human brain has known.
Yes.
But you know, the truth really is stranger than fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, yeah, I think taking that fear out of it is going to be the biggest aspect, because there is a lot of fear even surrounding a lot of these topics. Even at Contact in the Desert, there's a lot of speakers, there's a lot of people there that are afraid.
Right.
You know, they're afraid of these changes. But again, studying all the Dolores Cannon work that I do, she has put so many people out, and I have too as a practitioner. And when you get down to the real truth, when you get down to that bird's eye view, that higher self perspective, there is absolutely nothing to fear. This all comes from love, because love is all we are. Love is the only thing that is actually real in this universe. Mm-hmm. Fear's not real. It's just an illusion.
Right.
Only love is. It's the only thing that's real. Mm-hmm. So we have to stay focused on that.
Right.
At all times.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, what I'll say, dovetailing on that is that when we were at this conference, for example, like we said, we observed, speakers and also people who were digesting this information that were getting caught up in the fear vibration, you know, and I think that goes back to a little bit of a conversation that has been had on this podcast a few times and the world at large. And that is like, you know, as we are in the Great Awakening, what we're doing is we're shedding light on deep wounds that are humanity, that is part of our human existence, right? And we see that already happening in, say, the realms of, you know, social justice, for example, where it's like we're exposing, you know, the systematic racism and institutions that, you know, that promote and sustain inequality and things like that. And this is really important. However, what are we doing with that information, and what is the proactive solution to being able to right these wrongs? Because in any community that is exposing these truths that are tied to deep wounds, there's always the very real possibility and inevitability for many people to get caught up in just focusing on that. Like, ow, this hurts. Like, look at this wound. Look at this wound. Look at this wound. Like, can you see it? Can you see how gnarly it is? Can you see how bloody it is? And just like focusing on this to the point where it's you're starting to become that. And And that was actually, there was a video I shared on my Facebook recently of this pastor who she was talking about forgiveness. And I think it extends out to this aspect of when you're focusing, and you've talked about it before, like what you want to focus on grows. But not only that, but what you focus on, you become. And so if you're focusing on how evil these people are that are doing these things, and sure, there's some evil things going on, you know, there's some, you know, gnarly things being exposed in our society. But if you continue to focus on how evil these people are, and you're just starting to seethe with that hate and that anger that is stoked by looking at what's going on a larger stage, you're literally starting to become like the villains you're focusing on, or like the wounds that you're focusing on. And so one of the things we would like to suggest is just taking a moment that if you're in this truth-seeking realm and you find yourself constantly posting or talking about this stuff, just taking a moment to check to see, like, what is the vibration of what you're sharing and what you're posting? Are you constantly sharing, posting, focusing on the things that seem to be all about the destruction, the doom and gloom, the, you know, whatever that is? And if so, you know, okay, like, let's see if you can start sprinkling in some talks about solutions, right? Because they're out there. I mean, no matter where you go in the truth-seeking community, there's people out there that are talking about the positive solutions, right?
Like we are here on this show.
Exactly.
That's the whole point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, spreading more positivity, because whatever vibrational thought or thought form that you allow to be present in your mind is so powerful. You then vibrate that, and not just you, but you vibrate out that to the entire planet, everyone around you. You know, that's so important. So what are you choosing to vibrate out? You know, we have ultimately two choices, love or fear. Mm-hmm. You know, there's subcategories of each, of course, but those are the two main categories. So if we're vibrating out fear, we're not doing anybody any good. We're not doing ourselves any good. We're certainly not doing this planet any good. And this planet cannot move into this beautiful new vibration that it's moving into, or has already moved into, really. Mm-hmm. And we're not gonna be able to go with it unless we vibrate in this beautiful, loving, harmonious way. And so it takes some power of the mind to recognize what you're doing and get a grip on it, you know, and say, oh, hold on a second. This is what I'm doing right now. Mm-hmm. Let me change this focus. And we always have Abraham Hicks clips on the show, because Abraham is a wonderful teacher of getting into the vortex, maintaining your vibration, focusing on something different, like feel something that feels good. Mm-hmm. You know, if that's hard to do, try to force yourself in some way. One of the things that I've always done, a little trick that I've done when I don't feel so hot, when I just kind of let that negative vibe, because we're human, we do that, you know? I mean, we can let ourselves spiral down. We've all done this. And one way that I've helped myself get out of that is I'll put on comedy radio if I really can't, like, make my mind switch. Right. I'll just, like, put something else on, put something positive on, put something that's going to make me laugh, something to just make that focus change. Mm-hmm. And then from there you can build, you know, sometimes you just need to do something easy like that. Start small.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cause it's, you know, if you do find that, like for me, I found that I've been letting my mind get into negative places, you know, after big life changes and just kind of feeling rocky, you know, I'll find myself like in that vibration. And, you know, sometimes it is hard just to be like, okay, I'm going to think like a good thought, you know, cause it takes practice. And also, you know, it's, there's, for me, there's that internal kind of stubborn child who kind of likes to be in a tantrum or whatever vibration that is. And I think all of us can relate. There's a part of us that kind of feels good sometimes to be in this like negative space, because for a lot of us, it's familiar ground, right?
And that's okay too. Like, right. It's also okay to feel these feelings, all the feelings.
Yes.
If you're angry, it's okay.
Absolutely.
It's fine to be angry. Some things make us angry. Sure. But then what are you going to do with it? How do you respond with it? Like, definitely okay to feel it. Please feel all your emotions. Don't stuff them. Feel them. So important.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. And thank you for elaborating on that. Cause you know, I'm talking in the context of kind of being constantly in a space where I'm letting my thoughts, you know, drive me into that vibration where there, you know, what might have set me off originally happened days ago and wasn't that big of a deal, you know? And so, yeah, processing the emotions is important. And then if you're finding yourself floating or kind of stuck in that space, like what she mentioned is, you know, finding the positive media that you can put on, or, you know, for me, prayer has been, you know, is always helpful. And prayer is one of those things for me that, whether or not you, have any particular belief as to where those prayers are going, just the action of prayer psychologically takes you out of the mental spin cycle that you're on. So, you know, it can be something as simple as, you know, please, whoever, you know, or whatever higher power that you choose to kind of focus on that point. Like, please help me direct my thoughts in a way that's more positive and healing in this moment. You know, I do come from a background of working with addiction. And one of the things that goes around those circles is the Serenity Prayer, which is a great prayer. And it's funny too, because that one always comes up for me, and, you know, my little inner tantrum boy will always be like, nope, don't do it. Cause it's so funny cause I know that it knows, or he knows, that it's going to make me feel better immediately. And all it is God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And that's it. And, you know, maybe repeat it several times, right? And it's funny just how just even that kind of thing can really, you know, change things, like turn them around. And the other thing I was going to mention too is sitting down and writing. You know, I mean, that's a big one. And that's one that I've been trying to connect to recently again, is just like in that moment, is sitting down, and whether it's spewing out the thoughts that are in your head, or if you want to try to do that turnaround, if you feel like you're just caught in a spin cycle, as opposed to needing to process emotion in a healthy way, then, you know, just sitting down and writing about something that's kind of the antithesis of what you're thinking, like a gratitude list, or, you know, something that's in the realm of a vibration that you wish to be in. So if you're needing to process, you know, emotion, writing is awesome, because as soon as your thoughts come out on paper, it just totally transmutes them, you know, and that emotion. Or just, again, like focusing on something that's, you know, a little bit more serving to you in that moment, if you feel like that you're in that mental spin cycle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you write them, you're getting them out. You're not stuffing them down, which is the last thing we want to do. Mm-hmm. I love prayer. Prayer is such a beautiful way to handle our emotions. Meditation mm-hmm. is also my favorite. Prayer and meditation go hand in hand. It's really the same thing. It's right. just a different word. And one of my favorite things to do in meditation is to utilize the Ho'oponopono, mm-hmm. which we all may or may not know. Most of us, I think, do know about this, which is, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And thank you. Mm-hmm. And this can be applied to yourself, to the person who maybe is, if it was a person that made you angry, mm-hmm. it can be applied to the situation that made you angry. It can be applied to your neighborhood. It can be applied to your country, to your world. You can really extend this out to the entire planet, mm-hmm. and you can do it all. Actually, that's one of the things I do in meditation, is I do all of that. It takes me about 10 minutes to really focus each one of those four statements from myself to the entire planet.
Absolutely.
And it's so, so helpful. Speaking of about this, I want to tell the story about how this came about. I'm not sure if most people do know this or not, but so it came from a Hawaiian, I don't know if he was a psychologist or psychiatrist, but it was someone who was working in a mental institution. And I could be getting this a little bit wrong, so please don't like totally quote me on this, but this is like the gist of where this comes from. Mm-hmm. But so he was working in a mental institution. And so what he did was he sat down with the charts of each patient. He didn't sit down with each patient. He sat down with just their charts. He would take each chart and he would say to each person these four statements, and he would feel it. He would literally feel it for him and that person. Like, he was saying to that person, I love you. I'm sorry. Like, I did this, because we all are one. Mm-hmm. So if this happened to you, then we all did it to you mm-hmm. somewhere in the collective, mm-hmm. right? Please forgive me. Forgive me for doing this to you. And thank you. Thank you for being you. Thank you for this situation. Thank you for helping me learn. So he did this with every single patient. And would you know that every single patient got better?
Right.
He never saw them, never spent a single second with them, but just held those intentions with their charts.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that?
Yeah, that's super powerful. Yeah. So if you can imagine how powerful that is when someone else is doing it for you, you know, how powerful is it when you do it yourself? And that actually leads me to maybe the next step of this process. So we've talked a little bit about maybe just like daily or like a kind of spot check in the moment things that you can do if you feel like you're feeling this information. But going back to the concept of the energy right now, just increasing in a lot of ways. And some of the people that we've seen talk about there's like a polarization happening, really. And what's happening with the energy that we're receiving from the cosmos is that it is amplifying whatever thoughts and intentions that we have. Now, that doesn't mean we need to beat ourselves up if we're having a negative thought. This is a very important part of this, is that we don't need to be afraid of this happening, but more like use it as an opportunity, an empowering opportunity to realize that we can take charge of, you know, the way that we are transmitting and also receiving information and vibration. And so talking about what, dovetailing on what you talked about, you know, utilizing the spoken word and sound, of course, that's the work that I do, is helping people activate their voice in a healing way. And speaking words of affirmation and intention are really, 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 really powerful. And so, you know, there's so many different ways that you could go about this, but I did actually want to share a meditation that is a really simple, powerful daily exercise meditation that you can do in the morning. And it totally just like sets your day off right. And this is a meditation based on the chakra system and speaking and sounding in ways that are affirming and balancing and healing to those chakras. So I'm just going to explain this briefly, and then if you have any questions, you can contact me and I'll give you my contact at the end of this talk. So what I would invite you to do is in the morning is to find an area where you can stand on the ground with your feet bare feet on the earth, you know, grass or whatever feels comfortable. And take a moment to connect to the energy of the earth. I always like to take my awareness and just drop it as deep into the earth, all the way to the center if I can, and just feel the pulsing heart of Mother Earth. And then I start doing some deep cleansing breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. And while I'm doing that, I'm drawing the energy of the earth up into my body and then back down. And I do that a few times. And then what I do is I start focusing on each individual chakra. And just briefly, the method I use is I envision the color of each chakra. So starting with the root, pointing down into the ground, I breathe in the color red into the root chakra in the lower pelvis area. And then I breathe that out again. Sometimes I'll do that a few times, just breathing in the color. And then what I do is I breathe in that color. And then when I breathe out, I will state an affirmation that is that represents the balancing and health of that chakra. So for the root chakra, for example, it would be something like, I have a healthy and strong physical body, or I am aligned with my most strong and healthy physical self, or I belong here on planet Earth, you know, something like that, that just affirms your desire to be here in this reality, and also that you have a strong physical vehicle that is balanced and healthy. And so the next chakra, I'll just go through each one then. Now, you can imagine basically just doing the same thing, but then this time I'll breathe in for the second chakra, orange, into the space just below the navel a few times. And then the affirmation for that is, I love all dimensions of myself. I have healthy and sacred sexuality. I have a strong creative process. You know, affirmations along that line. And The next one, the solar plexus, is yellow, breathing that in through the earth up to the solar plexus. And the affirmations are, I have very strong and healthy relationships. My will and the divine will are one. Those are just a few examples of that. And then moving up to the heart chakra, breathing in deep forest green and saying something like, I am a sacred, worthy, luminous being. I am love and my love is forgiving. Or I have unconditional love for all beings. I have compassion for all beings. Whatever love statement that you want to project from your heart, going up to the throat, it's blue, and stating, I have open and clear communication. I authentically express myself easily and freely. Something along those lines. Moving up to the third eye, the indigo, I would say something like, I would breathe in the color through my body. And this one, I really like to go all the way up my spine into my pineal gland and breathing it out through my brow center, stating, I have strong intuition. I hear my intuition clearly and frequently, something along those lines. And then finally, the crown chakra, and I actually got this from Carla Ruckert's book on the law, Living the Law of One, and that is that the seventh chakra is really actually just, yes, it's a connection to the divine, but really what it is it's actually like, it's like a computer readout of the rest of the chakras. So the health of your seventh chakra is basically just mirroring what's going on in the lower ones. So when I'm doing this exercise, sometimes if you have more of that computer type of mindset, like imagine it's like you're booting up your computer for the day, right? And you're going through all your systems checks and you're just, you know, and you're going through, okay, this one's healthy, this one's healthy. And then at the end, when you get to the seventh chakra, you just say, all my seven chakras are balanced, clear, and healthy, or something along those lines. And after I get to that point, then I'll breathe in from the earth again, all the way up and then back down a few times and ground that energy. And I tell you what, I mean, that only takes a few minutes to do, you know, it took me a few minutes to explain it, just a few minutes to actually do it. And it's incredibly powerful. And I highly suggest doing something similar to that, where you're activating your voice. If you're not doing the affirmations, you can do seed mantras, the beach mantras, or even just toning, whatever feels good. Just make sure you activate your voice with the breath and tuning into each one of those chakras. So that's my meditation suggestion to help work with these energies just on a daily basis. And then everything else that you do from there, you know, is just enhancing the rest of your practice and the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for that, Brian. That's a really, really good technique. I do something very, very similar in my meditation as well after I do the Ho'oponopono.
Nice.
So I do that right after, but that's a beautiful two-step process in meditation, you know?
Right.
The Ho'oponopono thing and then going through and checking on all your chakras. Mm-hmm. Because really, you had mentioned just before talking about this, that this polarization is happening. Mm-hmm. And really, speaking of the law of one says that we are here in this third dimensional reality to make a choice. That's what we're here doing. Mm-hmm. We have all these experiences so that we can choose which polarization we're going to choose. Meaning, are we going to choose being of service to ourselves, or are we going to choose being of service to others? Mm-hmm. And that's it. All we need to do is to make that choice. And once we make that choice, we get to move along.
Absolutely.
So by doing these techniques will lead us to our choice, no matter what choice that is, because at the end of the day, it's all love, no matter what you choose, even though I personally choose to be of service to others.
Right.
But you have to make a choice. There is no not making a choice. Mm-hmm. There has to be a choice to be made. You can't just lay in limbo with this.
Absolutely.
So we encourage you all to practice some of these high vibrational techniques, helping you make that choice, being more of hopefully service to others, which I know all of you beautiful listeners are service to others oriented, but also maybe helping those around us to do that as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'll just probably last few things I'll just say about that is that, you know, in working with keeping yourself in that vibration, You know, you're obviously serving your own health, but you're serving the planet in a way that I don't think many of us can really fathom. I have come to know the fact for me that we carry such a potent dose of consciousness, each human being, that when we change the way that we view and at reality, and when we change our vibration, the way that we operate, it literally changes the fabric of reality, because we're all carrying a piece of the reality. We're consciously co-creating, which means that we are all engaging in the constant creation of the reality around us, so that when we change these parts of us, it changes that reality. And really, you know, one of the things that also you can do, even if you don't have time to do the exercises, one of the most simple and yet incredibly powerful things you could do at the beginning of your day is just commit to the timeline of the liberation of planet Earth, right? You know, just like waking up and just saying, you know, today I commit to living in such a way as to be the change that will lead this planet to liberation, to harmony, to balance. And even just stating that out loud is so incredibly powerful, and it will guide your actions throughout the day. And if you get off course, you know, you can remind yourself, or just, you know, be kind with yourself if you do get off course, and just say, and you know, remind yourself that you are committed to that no matter what you do, you know? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, I think we're probably getting down to the wire with our conversation. I do want to say one last thing, because I was having a really cool conversation with Emery Smith. Yeah. So I wanted to say, because there's these presenters that were at Contact in the Desert, Emery Smith and Billy Carson. Both are really awesome individuals and have some really interesting information that they present. Yes. And I was just having a conversation with them at one of the after, you know, party type of things where everyone's just hanging out. And we got into the conversation of kind of like, basically we were talking about maybe some malevolent technologies, things that maybe might be used to influence people's actions or thoughts or, you know, whatever that might be. And just, and cause it's a conversation that happens around these circles. And, you know, Emery said something that was really on point, and he was just like, look, the human vessel is so powerful. He said it's like a nuclear reactor in terms of how much power it at both output and, I guess, you know, maybe input, or, you know, what you can take in. And so when you change the frequency that you're operating on, it doesn't matter. Like, you could be bombarded by, you know, the craziest mind control ray that you could think could ever be invented. But when you are operating in such a way as you are completely in your own personal power, and you're operating from that point of love and universal consciousness, like, it's mind-boggling the things that can happen. And so I just thought that was really cool, because again, if you're in this truth-seeking realm, you know, there's a lot of darkness out there that you can explore. And again, when that fear thing comes up, just realizing that, like, your power to be able to stand in your own sovereignty and to be able to tune your radio station to the frequencies of love and health and balance and wellness, like, you're incredibly powerful. And so please always remember that. And don't beat yourself up if you get into the negative realm, and definitely don't be afraid. Like, you know, it's all part of the one consciousness that we all are.
Absolutely. And along mm-hmm. those lines, love is our greatest protector. Love is the only protection we ever need. So if we keep ourselves in that love vibration, nothing affects us.
Absolutely.
It is the most powerful thing. Again, love is all we need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one last thing I'll say too about my contact is that if you're interested in knowing a little bit more about the meditation I was talking about earlier, or just some other ways that you can integrate this information and the practices that we talked about in a way that's specifically regarding using your voice and working with sound medicine. You can contact me by emailing me at Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, at humanityharmonized.com. And I'm always interested in just engaging in conversation. Doesn't even have to be business if you just want to chat, or we can talk a little bit more about working together.
So with that, y'all, I'm going to leave us with a song today. This song is by Seth Sung, and it's called Between, featuring Nako. Hope you all enjoy. Till next time.
Bye-bye.
Between the love that we lead and the one that we pray for, now give us balance on the past, said there's no need to ask for more. Between the love that we seek and the love that's already there, now let it soften my soul and focus my stare. I said this life got me by the heart, said it's in a vice. Not too proud to go and seek advice, when I know that I really ain't knowing nothing at all. I said perhaps I do, made a transition and I finally got a clue. But I ain't got a clue on what to do, when I'm sitting and waiting and forming a plan, when I'm taking my life in my hands. Said that I am worth it, no matter what they say, I have purpose. When I'm following my dharma and I serve this, well, this is what I'm aiming for. Everything I need and all that I am grateful for. And this is where we find out how to live. Make me the trees and I swear that I'll give everything I can to keep air in your lungs, truth on your tongue. The work is never done. Hey. That we lead in the one that we pray for. Now give us balance on the past, said there's no need to ask for more. Between the love that we seek and the love that's already there, now let it soften my soul and focus my stare.
Yeah, I almost lost hope, but I didn't. Had to learn things the hard way to cope with the mission. Sometimes it seems so far away, and the vision that I followed didn't play out how I saw it. But the message and the lesson manifested in the knowledge that my love is a palette, groovy and colorful. My love is in spirit, physical and tangible. This love is worthy, but it's gonna take some work. If you're willing and available, there's things that we could learn. Between what comes naturally and what you gotta work for, beneath all of that lies the beauty that you live for. Believe in the treasures that we all seem to dig for. Deep ninja health Buddha, you were made to transform. So go on with your bad self, put you back in. Do it. Go on with your higher self, sweat and blood, prove it. If you want it, you can have it. Pay your dues, witness magic. Wrap it up in a package, give it back to the masses.
Between the love that we lead and the one that we pray for, now give us balance on the past, said there's no need to ask for more. Between the love that we seek and the love that's already there, now let it soften my soul and focus my stare.
So that's the